Welcome again, X6. You are now listening to another episode of the Mind of a Renegade. What is good? This is Renegade X, back at it with another episode of the Mind of a Renegade podcast, where I, your humble host, Renegade X, will talk about certain topics and give my opinion about the topic to give you a different perspective and or give you something to think about. And for this episode of the Mind of a Renegade podcast, I will be talking about a video from TikTok of a woman saying, intentionally losing weight is fat phobic. Yes, you heard this right. Intentionally losing weight is fat phobic. I'm going to play the audio from the video, then I'm going to give my opinion about what she said.
Any time in which intentional weight loss is not fat phobic. I'm going to say 99.9% of the times, if you are intentionally losing weight, it is fat phobic. I'm leaving that .001% in case I am truly, truly wrong, but I don't think I am. And here's the reason why. I'm not saying if you exercise and happen to lose weight, that is fat phobic. I'm not saying if you start a medication and you happen to lose weight, that is fat phobic. I am not saying that if you're going through any type of, you know, illness and that is altering your body in some way, that is fat phobic. I'm saying when you are intentionally exercising to lose weight, altering your diet to lose weight, doing any activity intentionally to lose weight is fat phobic. And the reason why is because you are intentionally attempting to make your body smaller to fit into what narrative? The narrative that smaller is healthier, even though we've already discussed why that's not true.
Yep, you heard from her. She said that stupid stuff right there. I'ma say this real quick to that TikToker. Sit down and be humble. Because what you had said was nothing but stupidity coming out of your mouth. And people should not listen to you. Because by your logic, it seems like you want folks out here to be looking like the people off of WALL-E. Sitting in them flying chairs and having robots do everything for them. How does intentionally losing weight mean you hate overweight people? How does it mean that you're fat phobic? Being overweight is not a healthy condition because you can have health issues such as high blood pressure, heart attacks, and etc. Because your body, when you are overweight, is working harder to keep your blood pumping. One of the main reasons why people get overweight is poor diet. See, a lot of the food in this country is processed. A lot of people out here be eating large amounts of junk food such as Flamin' Hot Cheetos, hamburgers, pizzas. They drink a large amount of sodas and juices that have a lot of sugar in it. And also be eating from these fast food places such as McDonald's, Wendy's, Burger King, and etc. Foods that have a lot of grease in it, a lot of people don't take into consideration healthy alternatives. I will use myself as an example. 2 years ago, I was overweight because of poor diet. I used to eat a lot of junk food. Party-sized bags of puff Cheetos was eaten in about 2 days. Used to eat almost a whole thing of Oreos. I used to drink sodas often. Coke, Sprite, all that stuff. Juices with a lot of sugar in it. I was a little bit over 200 pounds, but some things happened to me in my personal life at the near end of 2021. It made me think, you know what? It is time for some changes. And one of those changes were me changing my diet and losing weight. Cause around that time, my cholesterol was high as well. My blood pressure was high. I was getting tired easily. And then I had other health issues as well. So what I did is, I ate more fruits and vegetables. I ate whole wheat bread instead of white bread. Instead of putting butter in some dishes I make, I use canola oil instead. Instead of sodas and juices with a lot of sugar in it, I drink a lot of water, diet sodas, and diet cranberry juice instead. Instead of chips and Oreos, I eat Nutri-Grain bars and oatmeal cookies. I did that for 6 months. I went from 200 pounds to around 188 pounds. Then kept doing that process. And now I weigh 165 pounds. After I lost weight, I felt like I got more energy. My body doesn't have to work so hard. My blood pressure got lowered. My cholesterol got lowered too. And it fixed some of the other health issues I was having. And since some of those health issues got fixed, and when they got fixed, I was able to get off of some medication. Which also right there saved me some money. See, that's one of the reasons why they don't promote healthy stuff like that. So you can eat this processed and unhealthy food, get sick, so you can go to the pharmacies and pay for medicines, and go to the doctor more often as well. So pharmaceutical companies can get paid. Now, I'm not saying that you can never eat that stuff again, like Oreos. It's fine to have some, but don't eat the whole thing in one day. Just do things in moderation. Also, when you go to the store, be sure to look at the labels, because it tells you everything you need to know. How much cholesterol it has, how much sodium it has, and etc. And also, I home cook a lot of my stuff. Try to find healthy alternatives to the stuff that you eat. Instead of using regular macaroni noodles to make mac and cheese, use whole wheat macaroni noodles instead. And whatever food that you like from these fast food places, figure out how they make it and make it yourself. I promise you, it'll be 10 times better than how they make it. See, this is why cooking is a necessary skill to have. I understand at first it's going to be hard to change your diet, because since we just been eating junk food since we were kids. So I know it will be a hard habit to change. Another reason why people become overweight is lack of exercise, because we live in a society to where technology has become a big part of our lives, making some things easier for us. But technology can also hinder us in some ways. A lot of people get addicted to being on their phones, scrolling through the internet, looking through social media, or stuck inside playing a video game 24/7. Exercising is not a bad thing. Start small, because small progress is better than no progress. Go outside, take a walk for a few minutes, do jumping jacks, lift weights, do something so your body can burn the fat off. And before I end this podcast episode, do not listen to individuals like that woman saying, "Oh, losing weight means you're fat phobic." That is not true. Sadly, we live in a society to where misinformation has become the norm. Anything that is wrong is right, and what is right is wrong. That is all I gotta say for this episode of the Mind of a Renegade podcast. Thank you for listening, and I will see y'all next time.